As we've said before, and you've probably heard by now, Rupert Murdoch began his testimony before Parliament yesterday apologizing in a number of different ways. However, he stopped short of ever saying he was responsible for the phone hacking scandal. And that may be because Rupert Murdoch believes he's the best person at this point to lead his company out of this trouble.
I think that, frankly, I'm the best person to clean this up.
And that may have restored some confidence in shareholders. Yesterday, News Corp shares rose to almost 2.5%. And joining us now to talk about the corporate structure, the corporate governance of News Corp, Vikas Mehrotra, finance professor at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you own any shares in News Corp?
No, I don't.
Because there's a lot of talk about the way that this company is structured. And I said earlier that there are some independent directors at News Corp that at this point are kind of hinting that they may want a change in leadership. The problem with that is that isn't it true that Rupert Murdoch can actually replace them if he wants?
Well, absolutely. He has full control of the company via his ownership of the voting shares of the company.
He has a 38% stake in the Class B voting shares. For those of us who don't understand what that means, can you explain?
Yes. This company has what we call a dual-class voting share structure. So what that means is their common stock is classified as Class A and Class B, and the latter, Class B shares, carry the votes.
And is this common practice among a lot of businesses?
No, it's not. It's not very common in the United States. About, I would guess, 2% of the New York Stock Exchange listed companies would have this sort of a structure.
Well, and then the benefit of this kind of structure is that the Murdochs can have the company be publicly traded and yet retain an seemingly unprecedented or incredible amount of control over the company and its governance.
That is correct. In fact, that is the intention of setting up a dual-class share structure.
Meaning, basically, he is chairman, this is his company, he can do what he wants with it.
Well, the idea is that typically it starts with a founder who is very successful, and now the founder finds herself or himself looking at growth questions. And sometimes this growth question is answered by looking at equity infusion. The cost is that you lose control. And one sort of a quick and easy solution is to establish what's called this dual-class share structure. That way, you keep the voting shares and you sell the non-voting or, in some cases, inferior voting shares to the public. For example, in Canada, Magna International had a common share with one vote per share that was distributed widely, and a very small sliver of superior voting shares, which carried 300 shares per vote. And the chairman and the founder of Magna International, this through a trust, controlled pretty much all of the superior voting shares. So this is common, and this is a sort of a neat way of maintaining control while you look at equity-financed growth.
We're speaking with Vikas Mehrotra, finance professor at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. Let's kind of unpack exactly what this means as we move forward with what's happening with News Corp, and not just with their problems in the UK, but with their problems in the United States. There are lawsuits against both the board and Rupert Murdoch at this point, accusing him of nepotism. And the latest says he was using the company as his family candy jar. Can the board, there's only 9 independent directors, can they force any kind of corporate governance change on Rupert Murdoch?
Well, it will be difficult. Of course, they can put pressure, and one way to put pressure is by resigning, and that will be quite telling if that happens en masse. That will have that will put some force on Mr. Murdoch. I haven't seen that happen yet, and in fact, the independent directors, to the extent they have spoken something, they have not been unanimous in their criticism of Chairman Murdoch.
Well, some of them actually said we're all in agreement that he should not go.
Exactly. So you know, I'm not sure he's lost the support of the independent directors.
Okay, so moving forward, what would you predict? I mean, we've had other analysts say they believe that Rupert Murdoch will be removed or that the company will be split up. Do you think that, Rupert Murdoch, it doesn't appear that he has any intentions of letting go of control of his company. Do you think he could be pressured to do so?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at this company, this is trading at a discount to its industry peers. So, for example, if you look at its industry peers such as Disney or Time Warner and so on, you see that News Corp is trading at, say, 12, 13 times earnings, whereas the other companies are trading at a significant premium to News Corp valuation multiples. So that itself would put some pressure on Mr. Murdoch to relinquish the executive position. Perhaps he could keep the chairman position.
But get rid of the CEO part.
Get rid of the CEO part. And I'm not sure if this will happen right away, but eventually. Also keep in mind he's 80 years old, and the issue of succession looms large on this company.
Yeah, I mean, if he loses his job, he actually gets a raise because the stock will go up.
Actually, that happens many times. If you look at CEOs who are over 65 and when they depart, there's actually a bit of a bounce on stock
in their income.
Prices.
Yeah, Vikas Mehrotra, finance professor at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, talking about the corporate structure of News Corp. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Could Rupert Murdoch be looking forward to a layoff? We want to hear from you. Will he be able to weather the storm, or does he actually get a benefit from actually stepping aside and making succession clear at News Corp? Go to thetakeaway.org. Follow us on Twitter, where our handle is @thetakeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.